Welcome back to Wedlocked and Loaded.
Wedlocked and Loaded.
You women,
do not lump us all in one category.
You know, so you girls, and lie and stretch the truth
you
and try
girls,
to get us jammed up.
First of all, I'm a whole ass woman, right? Think about
no
that.
No disrespect.
Sounds like it to me. So why can't y'all? What is it with men that they just can't walk away?
Depends how good it is. You don't want to give that away.
Greetings, everyone. New episode of Wedlocked and Loaded. I'm Daniel Laurent.
And I am Leah Nicole.
All right. I'm going to jump right into it. I'm going to get
Let's get into the goodies.
So, want to get your take as a woman, as a fellow cougar.
I'm not a cougar.
As a mom.
Mm-hmm. As a mom.
So, Drea. Is it Drea Michelle? Drea Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
And Jalen Green.
Mm-hmm.
He is 21. She's 39.
Mm-hmm.
Saw types of reports. Saw alleged that they are in a relationship.
Yeah.
And that she's actually pregnant by him.
Yeah.
You know, there's a list floating around. I was trying to find it, but it's not super, you know, people listening probably seen it where it's, you know, I think Bernice Burgos, Tay, she's so dope. I can't think of her name. Tay Record, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And is 10, 15 years difference between each of them and their relationships.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say about that?
Well, you know.
And
okay.
The caveat is, do you feel differently if they're just kind of entertaining each other, having a good time, traveling, doing all those fun things, or once there's now procreation? Does that make a difference? Does that move the needle either way?
It does not move the needle in my haystack, okay? So I will say this.
Savage.
I don't, well, for me personally, I am not, I'm not typically attracted to older men, right? And I am absolutely, well, I should say I have absolutely not been attracted to younger, significantly younger guys.
Hmm.
I think to be dating someone who is the same age as your child is wild to me. I think it's wild. I do question, you know, like, I don't know, you know, you said Dre was 20, she's 39, her son is 21, so that makes them, what, 18 years difference?
Hmm.
I think that, you know, reflecting on myself, right, I've always taken care of somebody, but I was a mom at 17 years old, right? And so, you know, I definitely had to, you know, put on my big girl panties and grow up a little bit faster. And by grow up a little bit faster, I mean mature faster, right? I don't mean, you know, living the fast life faster.
Living a fast life with fast cars.
With that being said, I think that as responsible as I am, I think that there are pockets of times when I am not as responsible as I could be, right? And it kind of brings me back to that 16, 17-year-old self, right?
Hmm.
No excuse. But I'm wondering, I mean, 18 isn't that young. However, we don't know. I mean, it's young enough, right? It's still a teenager. We don't know what these people have been through, right? And I think it's similar to, you know, a person gets locked up, they stay that age, you know, no matter how much time goes by, that trauma of that experience stays stuck with them. And they can't, for the most part, get past that. And so I'm wondering, like, you know, if that's a thing with them. These older individuals that are going after these younger individuals. Again, no excuse, right? But like I said, I'm not
dating someone. Would you say anything?
Oh, you know that I
yeah,
see? Can never say never, right? Mm-hmm. But I absolutely, wholeheartedly doubt that any of my friends will be dating an individual young enough to be their child, or young enough, you know, where they are the same, the age, this, excuse me, the child's, you know what I'm saying.
I think about 2 or 3.
Ain't no way. You don't know my people like I do.
I think for certain.
Like I said, ain't no way. Now, 5 years younger, 6 years younger, you know, that's a little bit different.
Hey, man, round up. Like I said. Six, you might as well round up to 10.
Okay, well, 10 years. Still not. And I'm still not really rocking with that. But, like, let me see. How old am I? Yeah, no. I mean, because for me.
So, you're 52. So, if you date somebody 25.
I want you to suck. Something so good. Because, excuse me? Yeah, all right.
Mucho grande.
You was having a dry January, all right.
Aww.
Anyway, I you know, to each their own, you know, that's your business. But I don't think that I don't rock with people in that. The people that are in my circle would never. And I'm putting that on everything. So guys, if you're in my circle, don't ever. you know, I think it's a little bit weird, right? But for me, it's a matter of having a conversation with your child and see how they feel about that, right? Especially if you're bringing new life into this world, and if you're feeling like you are going to make a life with this person and it's going to be a forever thing, and by forever thing, I mean you get married. You got someone that's the same age as your child. And maturity is, you know, it's a big deal. However, like, you have someone in your home the same. You might as well be dating your child's friend. What's the difference? Oh, there's money. Well, there's money involved.
That's happened.
That's not okay. And by right, 21, he technically, you know, on paper is an adult. However, his brain is still developing.
Say it develops until what, 25?
Between 25 and 26.
Yeah.
So, and for some of y'all motherfuckers,
I'd be keen on Daniel being 18 and dating someone.
Absolutely
who's
not.
32.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
How would that be handled, though? People got double standards, man. I think, you know,
what I will say to that, though, is what I don't like is that the people are saying that, you know, they are exhibiting predatory behaviors, right? What they're saying is that they've groomed these people.
Is that not what it is?
Grooming?
Do you feel like Tyga groomed Kylie?
Tyga groomed Kylie. I'm not sure what the age difference is between the two of them.
Well, let's go to the basics. So yeah. What's your definition of grooming?
And so let's say this, right? And again, these are not the people that hang in our circle, right? But let's say this. You and I have mutual friends. And a mutual friend, and they have been around us since the birth of our child, right? Or even, you know, from the sense, you know, our child was 15, right? Like, they have been around. The moment the moment and by around, you know, playing uncle in our eyes, right? Just being a positive person, a positive role model in our eyes to our child, right? You know, kid gets good grades. Oh, let me buy you something. Let me take you here. You know, you can pick out whatever you want, right? Mm-hmm. Not necessarily displaying any sexual attraction, but just, you know, constant doting and some reassurance, but absolutely spending time with the child. But again, not in a way where it would raise red flags to us. Hmm. Right? Now, the moment this child turns of age, technically 16, you can consent. Hmm. And maybe they wait till 18. Till graduation, high school graduation. But you've been planting these seeds, and you've been showing, you've been consistent with planting these seeds, I should say. And now that this our child is 18, you feel like, oh, well, they're an adult. They can make their own decisions.
Tough.
So for me, that's what grooming is, right? Like, yeah, you're taking your time with this, right? Like, it's not me meeting you somewhere and, you know, us being mutually attracted to each other.
I think you don't have to be so hands-on to be grooming. I think that's a traditional textbook definition of grooming.
Okay.
But grooming can be from afar, where it can just be very, like, you know, little check-ins. Or you can be, like, having text conversations or phone conversations and just kind of like, yeah, man, that's, you know, you got a new job. Congratulations. Good for you. And it's just, you know, you're putting chum out. And it's just very, like, you know what I mean? And the flip side of, I mean, there's grooming with intention, or there is, you know, a lack of boundaries on the older person that they struggle with. And so you're just kind of being genuinely supportive, and maybe the younger person then one day shows you a different kind of interest. And instead of it being an automatic no, you're like a niece to me, you're like a cousin to me. It's like, well.
So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, there are, I guess, you know, you can't. For me, what I just gave you was just, you asked me, and that to me, that's my definition, right? Now, again, who's to say that for this particular situation that we're talking about, that Drea came on to, what's his name, Jalen? Mm-hmm. Came on to him. It could have been vice versa. She's, you know, she's been, and, you know, she's a public figure as well, right? But again,
he probably masturbated to her.
I mean, that's his business.
I know, but like,
so, you know, is there, I guess the real question is, you know, if we're going to use those terms, right? Because anyone can be a predator.
You think so?
I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know if...
Shit. Damn.
I don't know if...
Should have took that shit.
Leah.
Huh?
Like, so...
Well, you know, let me say this. And maybe not anybody can be a predator, per se. But anybody can have... I feel like anyone can... Any person can have predator... Can... anybody can display predatory behavior.
Let me see. So, explaining traffic. Anybody can be a groomer, no matter their age, gender, or race. Grooming mm-hmm. is when someone builds a relationship, trust, and emotional connection with a child or young person, so they can manipulate, exploit, and abuse them.
Mm-hmm.
So,
So my definition of grooming stands.
So predator.
Well, my example stands.
A person who ruthlessly exploits others. Now, you know, ruthlessly is harsh. I think a predator, I mean, there's different types of, there's predatory behavior.
So.
I mean, banks have predatory behavior. Credit cards have predatory behavior. Used car lots have predatory behavior. I think, you know, there's.
Again, so like dating, I said, like anyone can exhibit predatory behavior. It sounds as if like you are not justified. What are you doing? You're basically saying like it just feels like you're combating my definition.
I'm not combating the definition. I'm saying like
my version, not the dictionary.
I think predator behavior.
Yeah, I think anyone can display predatory behaviors.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think it's definitely a double standard when it comes to women and men, for sure, and the way it's viewed. And that's never going to change. So I don't even, you know, I don't see a point of having like a full on dialogue about it.
Great.
Huh?
I said great.
What do you mean great?
Because I don't want to either.
Yeah. Don't be rude, yo. Don't be rude. All right. So.
What?
Yeah. So while we're, we typically don't have anything on the TV when we're recording, but we are, you know, I put the news on and, you know, there's migrants at the, where is that?
Logan Airport.
Well, they're at Logan Airport, and they're also going to be at the,
Was it the Shelburne that they moved to?
That's not
to?
The Shelburne. That's the thing on the side.
Hold on, wait.
Not the Shelburne. The swimming pool.
Okay.
I don't know. This is...
The MDC. It used to be MDC.
This is a mess. And without getting into a whole political bag, I think that was the point of it, to dump it blatantly on people's doorsteps. And so you're forced to deal with it. Because this, I've never seen. Like, you know, and so it's a double-edged sword. And I'm speaking more from an ignorant place, but it's just kind of the places that say, like, we do not turn people away. We are sanctuary cities. It's like, oh, yeah, you're a sanctuary city? Well, check this out. Boom. And here's some more. And here's some more. Oh, that's the thing. Let me see. All right, so we agree that she is, at the very least, a nasty woman.
Well, I didn't say that. I just said she's wild. I didn't call her a nasty woman.
I think that you... I think we concluded together.
We did not. Don't put words in my mouth.
And I think
because I don't know her personally, you also to said call like her if your girlfriends woman.
Did it, you would consider them a nasty
said,
woman.
What I said,
I mean, that's
was,
exactly what I
no,
heard.
No, no, no. What I see, that's your problem. You don't listen to the words that actually come out of my mouth. You just listen to what you want to listen to, and you hear what you want to hear, and you receive it the way you want to receive it.
Mm.
Okay, no, sir, don't do that. What I said was, in regards to my people, my circle, they would never.
Okay,
that's what I said.
And so you might be that one then.
I would
there's
never.
One in every
I would
group.
What?
All right. So we'll move on to the next.
Yeah,
thing.
That's their best bet.
So the next clip that you shared, we'll play that now.
Could you ever cheat on me?
Absolutely. That's why I don't make dumb decisions like talking to guys one-on-one or hanging out in like compromising situations, because I'm a human being, you're a human being, and I'm sorry, babe, I don't know if this is hard for you to hear, but everybody is absolutely capable of infidelity in the right/wrong circumstances.
Oh, okay.
That's why boundaries are so important. You're never going to see me in a situation, even if people think I might be too strict, I don't care, because I'm not taking that chance.
Amen.
I'm not putting myself in a position to even be close to a position to potentially fall to temptation. I'm going to keep it 100. Because anyone is capable of cheating, but I will not be cheating on you.
Excellent. I love that.
I love you.
All right. So, what say you, Leah? What say you about the cheating business?
I think
you was applauding. You was very happy that she said that. You felt like good for you for being so honest, blah, blah, blah.
You know, it was definitely a congratulatory round of applause for that. Absolutely.
She sounds crazy and she looks crazy.
She does not sound crazy. So let me flip it on you.
Oh, my God.
Let me flip it on you.
Just keep it where it is, babe. Please.
Let me flip it on you. I think what she said was very honest. Right? Mm. She's being very transparent with her partner because she could trust him with that information that she shared. But not only did she just say it, right? She gave a direct explanation as to what she meant by it and why she said what she said. So absolutely.
It sounds like a lack of self-control, no?
No, not at all.
But saying like, that's why I don't go to places, blah, blah, blah.
So here's the thing.
Because when I've said like certain things and you're like, oh, well, No.
The problem is.
Temptation Island.
The problem is that you would take a rowboat to Temptation Island.
What, Leah?
Okay.
What do you, like, come on. Don't put that on my jacket.
So.
I don't like no whips and chains.
It's very, 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 it's a very honest thing. You ask me, would I ever, you know, could I, not would I, but could I, right? Hmm. Anybody is capable of doing any and all things, right?
I know, on late Friday night.
But the would is different from the could.
How so?
How so? Yeah. How is the would different from the could?
Yeah.
Just because I can do something doesn't mean that I will do something. That's the difference.
Why not?
That's the difference between the could and the would. The real question is, am I capable of cheating on you? Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, but you don't have to give the thing.
You don't have to give what? That's even better. That's better. That creates a better understanding of my response. I can absolutely cheat on you. But here's why that wouldn't happen. Because I'm not putting myself in situations to allow it to happen. Hmm. So I'm not going to be out on a drunken stupor, and not that you need drinks to, you know what I'm saying, to do what you're going to do, but I'm not going to be on dating sites looking for someone to take me out on a date. I'm not going to go to singles bars or even singles bars alone on a solo night. When they're having a speed dating challenge or speed dating game going on where people are actually looking for love or, if not love, an absolute hookup, right? I'm not going to these places. I'm not partaking in these things. Because for what?
Or gangbangs or stuff like that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Huh?
What are you doing?
What do you mean? You said going to like speed dating and stuff. I said or gangbangs.
Okay, so that's not really realistic in my equation.
There's gangbangs that happen.
Okay, I'm talking about the place. Why would I go to a place where they're doing gangbangs? If I'm saying to you that I'm not going to a singles bar.
I mean, you can get good cheap drinks.
Okay.
I don't like no whips and chains.
My point is that if you don't put yourself in certain situations, you are more likely not to do said situation. But if you find yourself in those places amongst people who give no cares or have nothing to lose.
Good edit. I caught that. I knew what you was going to say.
And you just so happen to be in there on a bad night for whomever, but a great night for you. You have now put yourself in said situation and have now cheated.
I got to keep my eye on you because I got PTSD.
You excuse me? Because
the very thing that I feared most.
You got PTSD.
It played out exactly how I thought it was going to play out. Mm. So I'm keeping you arm's length distance away going forward.
You don't have to do that.
And when you're going out, I'm just going to pop up.
And you don't got to do that.
Pop up and be like, hey, babe. Please don't do that. Just wanted to give you a quick little kiss.
Because you'll find yourself by yourself, baby.
What you mean?
You will find yourself by yourself.
I don't need to stay with you, but I'll just pop up and just be sweet and give you a little kiss on the cheek. Here's what I'll say.
You either trust or you don't.
No, I trust.
No, no. No, no. You either trust or you don't.
Say, hey, babe. If you need anything, if you need me to pick you up.
Because what I'm not going to do is that.
I'm here.
Now, I will call you for a pickup.
I'll pick you up.
I'll call you for a drop off, please. Thank you.
Yeah.
But you can keep on going once you do what you got
to
do.
No, no, no. I just want to make sure and when it's the time perimeter for you to pick secure.
Me. Baby, trust me. I've already checked it out.
No, you don't know. You don't see things how I see things.
Baby, I see them better.
Oh, my God. All right. So you're co-signing.
I wholeheartedly agree with old girl. How she said what she said, how she said it, and why she said it.
Of course you do.
It
and,
was
very. And it lies the problem.
It doesn't. It doesn't. Because let me flip it on you. Daniel.
Stop.
Could you cheat on me?
I wouldn't answer like that.
So how would you answer?
I would just say, yeah, if the circumstance. Yeah. I wouldn't get into. Because
the
for
bottom
me,
line is
for
she
me,
said
I feel
yes
like
first.
That's what
she
men,
said yes first.
I feel
she
like
said
that's
yes,
what,
and I'm
like,
sure he had a stupid ass look on his face.
No, that's what men say, and then y'all fucking rip us apart.
Never. 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 You only get ripped apart when you do said thing.
That's not true.
Really. Okay.
You rip us to shreds.
Ever.
Say like, oh,
never
you know,
ever.
That's why, you know what I'm saying, we go such and such. I want to make sure I got my lady with me to make sure that there's no temptations and blah, blah, blah.
What?
Like, she said that. She said, I'll make sure, like, that's why I don't want to go such and such because I don't want.
What she said was she's not going to place. She's not going into places where she can be tempted, period.
Yeah.
Period. That's it.
I mean, if you're tempted to give head to somebody, then that's a different situation. It has nothing to do with me.
So, again, let me just say this.
And I remember that kinky bear stuff.
Let me say this.
What is it? Teddy Kink. I don't remember the thing. Teddy Kinkies.
You are reaching. You are reaching so far. It's amazing.
Because it's funny. Every time I think of that video, I think of that event
it's
you
amazing.
Went to. Where the girl was like giving a dude stuff.
You wasn't
on stage.
Even there.
No, you told me about it. And I saw the video. And watched the video and fucking almost
threw up.
Where'd
you see
the
video at?
There was a VHS, Leah.
There was no video
when
of
we
that.
We lived on.
There was no video. Don't do that. No, do not do that.
When we lived in
there
High
was no
Park,
video of that.
Well, I don't know if it was of that, but it was of the event. It absolutely was a VHS of it. That's a fact.
Okay. So then I should go in the basement and find it then.
I mean, hey, if that's what you want to spend your time doing, Leah, I think that there's more constructive
because
things
I think
you can
that
do.
You are.
That's 100%.
You're
you know what? It wasn't. I take that back.
You're delusional.
I don't think it was a VHS. I think it was a DVD.
You're delusional.
I think it was a DVD. And there's probably a simple way to prove this without going thing. I can text two people and say, hey, at that event, was they like handing out DVDs? Because I think it was a DVD. And I think I watched it. And I was like, holy shit. And then I like quickly like put it back because it was kind of like, I don't want to be watching this. But you couldn't see like the stage orification stuff. But you could see like girls fucking being nasty like how y'all do when y'all get together.
Anyway, you know I think I mean? That it's you're delusional.
I'm not delusional, man.
And then we can have another conversation offline.
I don't want to have a conversation
or off air because why are you going through my stuff?
Leah, it was there. It wasn't
it was not there. Because
Leah,
if I bought a DVD home from a show that I went to, it would not just be there.
What, you stuffed
went,
it under the bed, Leah? I didn't
through,
go.
You went through something that you had no business going through.
Leah,
you
it
went
was a,
through my
it
stuff.
Was, no.
So this seems
no,
to be a habit that
no,
you have.
No, Leah, it was
you
not.
You are a habitual go-through-er. Stuff go-through-er.
What? That doesn't even make any sense.
Yes, it does.
I did not you go are habitual, through your
you
stuff.
Are you are a habitual snooper.
It was on
you
the
You are
side
a habitual
the, it
snooper.
It was on.
It wasn't.
It was.
It was not.
On the side of the TV. On
it
the
was
left
not.
Hand. So the right hand
and
side.
And just out. And just out with the
it
kids.
It was on a. Leah.
Kiss my tail.
Leah.
You're a liar.
Like, there were pictures.
You are a liar.
There were pictures on a computer that, the, like, no.
Boy, bye.
That wasn't, like, secured pictures.
I need you to stop reaching.
I'm not. I swear to God, you know, I'm being
You're
honest.
You're about to reach to the moon, baby. Stop.
Leah. So
stop.
It was on the side of the TV. And if you remember in Hyde Park, the TV. So the right-hand side was closest to the window.
It
which
wasn't
is the
there.
Side that I was on. So
Trust
it was on
me.
The left-hand
Trust
side.
Trust me, it wasn't there.
Leah, I didn't go. I honestly.
You went through my stuff.
I'm telling you,
I don't. You're lying,
didn't chick.
You're lying. Cause why would I just have it out,
Leah?
And
because
not,
it wasn't.
Again,
it wasn't a
this
porn.
Conversation. I might as well have been if that's what you're talking about.
Leah, you couldn't see nobody giving no services.
Anyway.
But
anyway.
You told me, and then I watched it and heard them anyway. Screaming and saw the host
you're
on stage.
You're a liar.
Oh my God, yo.
Because there was not.
Leah.
There was no host on the stage when this was taking place.
No, I'm. You're not. Let me.
It doesn't
be,
matter.
Let me be clear.
I'm done. Be
the
clear.
The thing was, you can see the host introducing and telling jokes. Then it went to something. I didn't watch all of it. I probably watched about 7 minutes of it.
It's long enough.
Oh my God, yo. So maybe it was on there, but I didn't. So I'm actually shooting you bail and saying
it
wasn't on
you shooting me
there.
Shit. You shouldn't have went through my stuff.
I didn't go through your stuff,
you
yo.
Did. It wasn't yours to watch.
So which is it, Leah? It's my house.
Was it your... So,
so if it's in
it's
here...
It's your house.
If it's in here, I'm watching it.
It's your house, huh?
Shit. Well, I we... I
so that means anything in this house is up for free range?
What do you mean free range?
We can all go through. We can just, you know,
what, your
touch
rose?
Each other's stuff.
I'm not touching your rose. It's
we can
yours.
Just touch you. I don't care if you touch that or not.
Debbie Beaver or whatever it is.
Yeah. You don't even know. But exactly. Regardless.
Well, don't touch my devices.
Oh, no, no, no. If you can touch mine, I can touch yours.
No, that's not the same. And there's male privilege.
There's no privilege.
And there's male dominion.
So I'll tell you this. Stay out my stuff without permission.
Leah, I didn't go.
On everything.
I didn't go.
On everything.
I didn't go in your stuff.
You did because it was put away.
I swear I did not go in your stuff, yo.
It was put away.
Oh, my God. Leah.
We're spending too much time on this. Yeah. Are we done?
I don't know.
I think we're done.
I'm going to have a smoke. I don't even smoke. I'm going to have a smoke.
Oh, my goodness. Go have a drink.
I'm going outside.
Go
is,
have a drink.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah. I'm about to lock you out so I can go through your shit.
Yeah. You have to. Oh, my God. This
I don't like the double standards in that.
This is ridiculous.
You want somebody to respect your space, but you ain't respecting mine. I don't appreciate it.
Leah,
I don't.
You brought
I
the,
don't.
Oh my
Let me
God,
tell you something.
Yeah. I figured that I literally, so this is the example of saying something and thinking that the conversation is going to go into something else. The
How
conversation
do you thought
literally
that was going to go somewhere else?
Because
I mean,
did not
I've
go
also
through
tried
your
to push
belongings
it away.
And go through your fucking keepsake box to
you
find
did,
a deep. I'm telling you, I didn't, you fucking mook.
Is it, you about to see? You about to have me be disrespectful.
If I was on a phone with you, I would hang up, yeah.
So click.
Leah, you. All right, yo. All right, guys. Clearly, we got some stuff we got to talk about because she's being ridiculous and unreasonable. And
no,
I don't even have like the bandwidth to go back and forth through this. Regardless, guys, I think, you know, if your lady answers like that, you need to have
no.
Leah, I'm giving my closeouts. don't step on my don't.
If
don't.
Your lady answers like that, you need to give her a big hug and a kiss and appreciate her honesty. Because it's the same thing as this, right?
Man.
It's the same thing as this.
As what, Leah?
Either I want you, or would you rather I need you?
I want you, or rather I need you, yeah. That's not the same thing, man.
What? Answer me. What would you prefer?
What? But every,
oh,
every
now
man,
you now
every,
you're want.
Every man wants to be needed. Every man wants to feel needed.
But what do you want to be wanted
want no,
want or needed? Do you want to be wanted or needed?
I want to be wanted because it's a free choice. Needed,
period.
Like yeah, it's you know what I mean. Like people need
needed,
to go to,
meaning I'm only with you because I need to be, because you are doing whatever it is that I need you to do, whether it's providing shelter.
People need to work at Taco Bell.
Providing,
like, no one really wants to do that when they wake up in the morning.
It's like I need you in order to survive, right? I don't ever want to need anyone in order to survive. I don't even want to want anyone in order to survive, but I want to be with who I want to be with because I want to be with them.
That sounds like
it's a desire. I desire to be with you, not because I need you, but because I truly have these emotions for you.
Well,
so if my good sis is saying, absolutely, I could cheat on you, the real question you want to know is, would you cheat on me?
Hmm. Well, either way, as I was closing, so fellas, if your lady answers that way,
yeah,
I think
round of applause.
You know, have a conversation, do a little quick check in, see what's going on. You know, have a game of you know, show me yours, I'll show you mine.
Blah.
You know what I mean?
Make sure y'all check that trash box.
Look through that text. Scroll through and just make sure
find those hidden files.
Nothing's fishy, you know, that type of stuff. Just make sure things are kosher.
And you know what? You
make
shouldn't
sure,
even
make sure
be in a relationship in that if that's all that and if all that needs to be done.
Make sure things are kosher around the house. You know what I mean? Make sure that there's no
a relationship with that person who feels the need to do such things. Let me rephrase.
Huh?
Please and thank you.
No, I'm saying with like openness and honesty and
oh,
her permission.
Transparency.
Yeah, transparency.
So then, if this if a relationship is built off of transparency, full transparency, there's no need to do those things because they can have open dialogue.
That's
see that relationship, that relationship, that the clip that we just was talking about, that was based off of transparency. That was a very transparent conversation that should not have left anyone feeling. How would he have felt?
How
would you have felt if you asked me that question?
And you gave me
and
the
I,
whole
and I told
like
you, yeah, I could.
I would have cut
but
the
I
camera
wouldn't.
Off. Not recording that shit.
Mm.
I mean, you
anyway.
Could say it, though.
You want to say? What'd you say?
What?
What did you say?
You could say it. I'm cutting
I
the camera
say
off. I ain't wasting my footage on that bullshit.
But again, it's not BS.
Hey, man, look.
That's real. Like, I would rather somebody keep it 100 with me as opposed to trying to protect my feelings and lie to my face. Don't lie. Say what it is. And the reality is,
you can say what it is, but you
the reality is nobody is above doing the wrong thing. That's the reality.
I told you that. Just serve me the food, yo. I don't need to know how many fucking cups of flour you use. I don't need to know that you used...
Okay, so let me
ask you. A sprinkle of time.
Let me ask you. If you posed that question to me and I simply said yes, you would not be satisfied with just me saying yes.
I'll say that's real shit, yo. You might
no, you'd be like, what?
Nah,
but what do you mean? How could you?
Like,
why would you?
Like, yo, that's
how dare
right
you? Oh, you don't love me.
Lee, I don't even talk like that. You need to knock it off.
I'm trying to get knocked off. But.
Oh, my. All right, guys. Have a great night, and we will see you soon. We promise. Till death do us part. Raw and uncut. This is Wedlocked and Loaded. We'll see y'all next week. You know what it is.
Yerp. That was awful.
Yeah. Can you?
We're locked and loaded.
I'm going to dock your fucking pay.
You can suck your whole family, mom, sister, and watch Uncle Steve suck himself.
Wedlocked and Loaded.
Wedlocked and Loaded.